Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Mercy Over Judgment. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Now here's something you got to take by faith. God's not pleased in destruction. Lamentations talks about He does not willingly afflict or allow, we're talking about allowing the destroyer access. I know we're dealing with some weighty subjects today, but can you take it or not?
Yes. Amen.
Do you want to know these things?
Yes.
Do we need to know these things?
Yes.
We need to know. And so, judgment was made against Job, and that gave the destroyer access, and he did everything. He couldn't kill him. The Lord said, you can't. But he did everything but. And if you read the rest of the book after that, you will see discussion of judgment. Judgment, 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 judgment. The whole book's full of it. And his three friends came, didn't they?
Yeah.
And they were his friends. But they all believe in God.
Right.
And you'd be hard-pressed to indicate that they knew a devil existed. This is a long time ago.
Right.
I don't know that they even knew that a devil existed. And so they're trying to figure out why this happened, because it was obvious. These ain't no ordinary problems, right?
Yeah.
This is supernatural devastation and destruction falling on a man like we ain't never seen.
Right.
What happened to him? He got judged. That judgment allowed the destroyer access, and he destroyed. But then Job's three friends, now a lot of people's getting stirred up that you're going to go back and read Job, ain't you? Good. Good. Now you need to read it with one hand on Romans. Helping you to see how it, they didn't have that light and truth. Job's three friends, not with him for very long, they came to comfort and stayed to accuse. You know, when people are going through things, a lot of times all you need to do is be there. You don't need to preach. Oftentimes, when people are going through things traumatic to them, they are not in a position where they want to hear anything, or even if they need to. And what you need to do is just be there.
Amen.
And don't preach. Somebody only needs to hear that. You need to hear, stop it.
Yes.
You're causing problems. Sometimes just being there, just a hand on the shoulder. I'll be in here cleaning up the kitchen. Can I get you some tea? Just sit there at the table and go, we love you, we're with you, it matters.
Yes.
And I don't care if people did blow it and brought it on themselves. Have you ever blew it?
Yes.
Have you ever brought anything on yourself?
Yes, sir.
It's not time, nor your place to talk about that. It's just, we love you, God loves us, He's not going to forsake us, we're going to get through this.
Amen.
Right? We're going to get through this. We're with you. It means so much. It will, just you being there will put strength into them.
Yes.
But Job's three friends, I know they meant well, but they basically started judging Job. They said, well, you must have done this, or you must have done that. You must have done this, or maybe you did that. Because this kind of stuff don't just happen. There's a reason. Tornadoes hit your house, didn't hit anybody else's house? Huh? All these robbers and thieves just fall, take all your stuff and don't bother anybody else. I mean, Job, buddy, you missed it. Man, what did you do? What did you do? And they went on and on. And then he got upset. First of all, he went through a big depression. He said, I wish I'd never been born to go through this. He's hurting, man. He's hurting in every way, inside and out. He said, I wish I could just die. I want to die. And then he got mad. He said, God, what's this? I've served you. I've done all this. Why'd you do this to me? And basically, before it's over, he's saying, this is not right. This is not fair. What happened? Job's friends judged him. Job judged God. A lot of judging going on here.
Yes.
And Job got worked up. Well, he said, I'm going to die anyway. I mean, everybody left him. His wife looks him in the eye. Would you just curse God and die and get this over with? I mean, he feels like he ain't got nobody. And his three good friends sitting over there going, well, you need to repent. What you need to do. Get right with God.
Right.
He said, I am right with God. I've done good things. This is not right. What's happened to me is not right. It's not fair. And then he pointed directly at God. He said, I wish God would show up and talk to me. I know it ain't going to happen, but if it would, I'd tell him. I'd say, God, why'd you do this? I'd ask him. I wish he'd give me an audience. And about 35 chapters later, here comes a whirlwind. And God spoke out of it and said, who is this? Darkens counsel without knowledge. I'm going to paraphrase some more. Who wants to see me? Yeah. All right. Gird up your loins. Talk like a man. Here I am. What you want to say? Woo.
Yeah.
Job said, I opened my mouth once and I opened it again, but right now I'm going to lay my hand right here on my mouth.
Yeah.
And then the Lord said, no. No, you got some questions for me. Yeah. Well, I got some questions for you.
That's right.
Where were you when I laid the foundations of the earth?
Amen.
How does this work? And to every one of these questions, Job would have to say, I don't know.
That's right.
I had no idea. I always wondered about that. I don't know. And what the Lord was saying is, you don't know any of this, and yet you accuse me of being unfair and unjust, and you have no understanding of what to God is even the most basic things. How many believe we need to trust Him? We need to trust Him. Everything He does and does not do is righteous, just, and fair. And if we don't understand it and we don't see it, it's just because something's wrong with the way we're looking. Because when we see it, we'll go, oh, the Lord was perfectly fair. He was perfectly just. I'm convinced some of the things people get so upset and so confused about down here that even 20 minutes after you're in heaven, you're going to be going, oh, sure, well, of course,
yeah,
oh, no wonder, oh, but down here, we're still looking through a glass darkly. And finally, Job repented. He repented. He said, I said things I should not have said. I repent in dust and ashes. And that's when it changed. Hallelujah. And God called Job's three friends on the carpet. He said, you've said things that wasn't right. And they repented. And he said, I'm going to help you out. I'm going to get my servant Job to pray for you. How many believe God loved him through all of this?
Yes.
Didn't he?
Yes.
He did. It didn't please God. But see, that judgment was obviously in his heart and mind before this happened. It just came out through the situation. He repented. He forgave them. How many know it's hard to pray for somebody and you holding a grudge against them? He obviously forgave them. And what did the Bible say after that? And God turned Job's captivity when he prayed for his friends. And immediately everybody came back and supported him and brought money. I said brought money. His body healed up. Hallelujah. And before it was over with, he's got a beautiful family again and got twice the money. So he's a double billionaire. And what's the devil doing? Oh, he's spitting nails. Is that right? Why? Because what he intended for the complete destruction of Job only resulted in him coming out stronger and brighter than he was before this thing started. Are you an overcomer? Are you more than a conqueror? Yes. Job went through some tough stuff. Job got judged. And Job's three friends judged Job. And Job judged God. Not good. But thank God for repentance. Is that right? Can you repent for judging other people?
Yes.
Yes, you can. And if you won't judge them, come on, what's going to happen then? You won't get judged. Did Job judge himself? Yes, he did. And what happened? Then the judgment is cut off. And the Lord is able to say, hands off, hands off. You cannot touch him anymore. Hands off. He's repented. He's not judging me. He's not judging them. So he qualifies for protection. Hallelujah. Do you think most of the church has seen how serious judging is? If folks knew and thought, understood, you start getting harsh and critical and judging folks, you can take your own protection off of your life. You can expose yourself to the attacks of the enemy. Make yourself vulnerable. If folks really realize that, man, it'd change things, wouldn't it? It would change things. We can realize it right now.
Yes, amen.
Can't we? We can't control everybody else, but we can realize it right now.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Mercy Over Judgment, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org. where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 3rd, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.